Hello, it's The Weeknd. This is John Givens hosting. I am joined by Rob Gutman, who is back, and Josh Sexton, who is back too. So everyone knows the score. Everyone knows what we're doing. And we'll get straight in with the statement win of the weekend. Now, a few choices. Nottingham Forest get an eye-catching win at Stamford Bridge, but then Chelsea might be rubbish. We're not sure yet. See also Burnley and Luton, who might very well be rubbish, who lose at home to Spurs and West Ham. So we're going for Arsenal. For the manner of the win and also for the fact that I just want to talk about that game first.
So you're not allowed to be Liverpool?
It is, but I'm not. I had them last week, Rob, so I'm spreading it about. I'm spreading it about. So I had them for the Newcastle one. So I'm going to say it is Arsenal. Did you watch it?
I didn't watch the first half because I was sat in the sort of beer alley, which as we term it, of the Glen Book. So I could vaguely see things happening through the window and when goals went in and reactions and things like that. Someone celebrated United's goal in the Glen Book.
Yeah,
I was right next to him.
I was right next to him. It was really odd. I sort of went, I just looked at him because I was so anywhere.
No one said anything because everyone was just be like, really?
Yeah, he was a Manchester United fan.
He'd
gone the game with, he was like, I've gone with me, mate. And I was like, it's still weird.
That's really weird. It's got weirder
yeah,
than I thought.
Yeah, so he'd been to a Liverpool game, like, you know, to accompany his friend.
That's wild.
I wanted Arsenal not to win that game.
Really didn't want Arsenal to win.
No, he's... Sorry to interrupt.
No, it's fine.
But I just think if you sort of take off your sort of, you know, your traditional rivals focus, from a Liverpool ambition point of view, I think it's more important that Arsenal get knocked off their perch earlier in the season than United do.
I was having this chat with a mate, yeah. My mate basically concluded that it's probably too early for us to start doing all permutations, and really we just want United to lose, which I got on board with quickly, I must admit.
When you watched it.
I watched the last half an hour in town, and it's fair to say it went off.
Yeah, that was the first half in the Glen Book with that Man United fan, which was unexpected. And then I sort of travelled home and listened to some on the radio, and then I was in prime position on my sofa on my own with everyone else outside to sort of watch the last 10. And I mean, it was very funny, is what you'd say. You know, anyone thinking they've got a last minute winner to suddenly getting beat is sort of quite the swing. But I guess my point is, you know, I've called it a statement win, but
3-1 game beat, by the way.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Spanked.
Yeah, how do you go from a 2-1 victory to a 3-1 loss so quickly? is quite an interesting one. But I think Jürgen Klopp and presumably other managers as well, I listen less to, will often say, you know, we focus too much on goals when we're analysing performances. And he, Jürgen, and as I say, I'm sure other managers will say, you know, there's times where you actually play quite well, but it doesn't quite work for you. And there's times you play badly and lose. And he was like, new people are just obsessed with the goals and what those means. But it is, when you do win a big game like that, you know, it is, if not necessarily a statement, then it does feel like it can be a bit defining of something when you're on the receiving end of it, as well as being on the victor.